Okay, Chelsea, I have
Yeah.
either definitely not good news or also not good news, but different kind of news.
Wow, those are really nice choices. I'm gonna go with the second one, I think. Definitely not good news, but a different kind of news.
Yeah, okay. And I didn't
Sounds
want to call it good news,
bleak.
but you'll understand when I start reading why this is not bad news. Okay,
Okay.
this comes from the Daily Mail, which, take it for what it's worth.
Yeah.
I had to report on this one, though, because it's just such a good title. Written on July 16th, 2025, by Stacy Liberatore. Article title: Enormous Fire Breaks Out by Area 51, Sending UFO Watchers into a Frenzy. A massive fire
Frenzy.
has broken out near the infamous Area 51, sending plumes of smoke into the sky and UFO enthusiasts into a panic. A live stream camera set up on private land just outside the heavily guarded Groom Lake facility near Rachel, Nevada, captured eerie footage of smoke rising from deep within the classified base. The blaze was sparked by the Gothic Fire, which has grown from 8,000 acres to 35,000 since starting on July 4th. It has been confirmed as a lightning-sparked wildfire. But that has not stopped speculation from spiraling online, with conspiracy theorists claiming everything from a crashed experimental craft to a cover-up gone wrong. Quote, "I'm not saying anything other than it was aliens," end quote, Skywatch Signal, a group that monitors strange sightings, shared on X. Area 51 has become a cultural phenomenon thanks to decades of conspiracy theories connecting the base to UFOs, aliens, and experimental aircraft testing. While the fire is around 15 miles outside the military base, it is currently sweeping over where above-ground nuclear testing occurred. Oh, that's terrifying. The Nevada test site, which is 65 miles northwest of Las Vegas. This site, now known as the Nevada National Security Site, was established for nuclear weapons testing during the Cold War, and there is still nuclear debris and contamination in the area.
Oh, good. Better send it up into the stratosphere.
Yeah.
With the fire.
I just hope they're not north bleeding winds. They're generally not. Let's just keep it down there.
Yeah, let's.
The fire is under the jurisdiction of the Department of Defense, which is listed as the landowner for Area 51 and surrounding regions. The Gothic Fire is primarily spreading through northern Nevada, gaining fuel as high temperatures and low relative humidity hit the state. Is that not just, like, they say hit the state, is that just not the normal state of existence in Nevada?
You bring up a good point, yeah.
High temperatures and low humidity.
Yep, I guess not, though.
Apparently not. This is different.
Yeah, this one's different.
The area is also littered with timber, specifically pinyon and juniper and grass, allowing the fire to continue its path of destruction. Despite the fire's growth, no evacuations have been ordered and no structures are threatened. It's currently 0% contained with no estimate on full containment. Wow, 0%. That is ridiculous. But I guess they got no water to fight it with, do they?
Not only that, I mean, despite the UFO enthusiasts freaking out, like, there can't be much around.
No, it's a desert. And also, they
yeah,
even
yeah, they're
said,
probably just like, eh, let it burn.
They even said it's still 15 miles away. So it's, I don't know if it's that concerning to them.
Yeah.
And my guess is they would keep debris away from the site itself so that they could have, like, a clear sight of people coming.
Yeah.
Brian Cross shared on X, quote, "Sitting in the Vegas airport at this moment, gray and smoky, off towards Area 51, end quote. Area 51 is a highly classified U.S. Air Force facility located within the Nevada Test and Training Range, approximately 83 miles north-northwest of Las Vegas. Officially known as Groom Lake, the base is situated near a dry salt flat of the same name, nestled between the Nellis Air Force Range and the rugged Groom Mountain Range. It lies just outside the tiny desert town of Rachel, Nevada, along the so-called Extraterrestrial Highway, which is formerly called Nevada State Route 375. The base, established in 1955, remained largely unknown until 1989, when Bob Lazar claimed on TV that he worked at a security site near Groom Lake S4 studying alien technology and spacecraft. The U.S. Air Force and the government have denied those claims. The footage has sparked wild conspiracies online, with one ex-user saying, quote, "Are they trying to destroy evidence now that a congressman has asked for access to Area 51? End quote.
What?
Another user asks if people, quote, finally stormed Area 51, end quote, recalling now 500,000 people committed to rushing the base in 2019. The owner of the live stream, EWU Crew, posted an alert about the fire saying, quote, "A fire has broken out inside the boundaries of Area 51 and our cameras are capturing it in real time." The live stream is operated from private property overlooking the Area 51 perimeter near Rachel, Nevada. Watch day and night as activity unfolds. Strange lights, aircraft, convoys, and now smoke rising from inside the base. We're located only minutes from the back gate of Groom Lake. End of quote, end of article. Yeah, maybe I can put a link to that live stream in the episode description just so everybody can see it if they want to. I don't know if the fire will be out by the time we put this episode out.
It probably sounds like
it's really far away from being under control.
So my question is, like, why are people freaking out about this? It seems very I was thinking, are they thinking they're trying to destroy evidence? And then the first X thing was that they think they're trying to destroy evidence. So,
well, and it seems like the only people who are freaked out are the UFO enthusiasts who,
I consider myself a UFO enthusiast, and I'm not that freaked out by it.
No, but you also don't have a live stream set up of Area 51. And I feel like if you have a live stream set up of Area 51, if there's anything exciting that happens, you got to talk about it.
That's true.
It also does bug me how...
I close my tab with my live stream.
I do also have to be bothered by the fact that the only things that they use for sourcing in this article is X accounts who are commenting on it. They did really avoid putting any up that had any racial slurs in it, which is nice.
That is nice. And hard to come by.
Come by,
on X.
Yeah.
Gotta say, I don't actually go onto X, but from what I hear,
we really just operate off vibes for X. So if anybody has anything different to tell us, go ahead and tell us. We're probably still gonna
it's like a mystical thing.
Yeah.
It's like a mystical place where all the like racial slurs and horrible people hang out.
And the Nazi and Nazi adjacents, yes.
Yep. Yeah, they love it there. From what I hear.
Hey, you guys got 48 hours, don't go there. It's probably vibe negative there. Anyhow, bye.